And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of June, 2014. So on this date, 1928, Louis Armstrong and his band The Hot Five recorded West End Blues. He was 26. He was in Chicago. He'd been there for 6 years, moved there from New Orleans as part of King Oliver's band. They had parted ways 3 years before. West End Blues, recorded in Chicago's OK Studio, a legendary piece of music. Earl Father Hines on piano, one of the first recorded examples of Louis Armstrong's scat singing. And it was a recording that took the jazz world by storm. When Armstrong sang the song live one night, the audience was so ecstatic it carried him off the stage. Gunter Schuller wrote that West End Blues made it clear that jazz could never again revert to being entertainment or folk music. It served notice that jazz could compete with the highest order of musical expression. It summarized the past and predicted the future. It's the birthday of Richard Rodgers, New York City, 1902, who collaborated with the lyricist Lawrence Hart for more than 20 years, and when Hart died in 1943, Rodgers asked his friend Oscar Hammerstein II to write a musical with him. Hammerstein agreed, and they wrote Oklahoma. Richard Rodgers, whose melodies were easy to sing and dance to, and he could compose them at the drop of a hat. It's the birthday of Mel Brooks, born in Brooklyn, 1926, served in the Army in World War II, deactivating mines after the Battle of the Bulge, went to work as a drummer and pianist in the Catskills, then went to work for his friend Sid Caesar, writing for his program Your Show of Shows in 1949. 1968, he wrote his first feature film, The Producers, went on to write Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, and Spaceballs. It's the birthday of Amy Bender, born in Los Angeles, 1969, the writer of surrealistic stories, her most recent book, The Color Master. She said, "I just like that kind of storytelling. I like it as a reader. I liked it as a child. I like it in other art forms. I like metaphor, and I like strangeness as a way into emotion. It's just something I respond to very viscerally. I think if something is really direct, sometimes I have a harder time accessing what's underneath it as a reader." And it's the birthday of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, born in Geneva, Switzerland in 1712, who wrote that man is good by nature but has been corrupted by society and civilization. He coined the phrase liberty, equality, fraternity, and he wrote, "Man was born free, but he is everywhere in chains." Here's a poem for today by Hal Sirovitz, The Benefits of an Active Lifestyle. "You seem to like things the most if you can do them while you're sitting," Father said. "It doesn't seem like it's the books you're reading that give you pleasure, but that you read them while you're sitting down. You get most of your satisfaction from doing things that require very little physical effort. It's not that your brain needs to be filled with new facts, but that you have grown accustomed to being lazy. You can learn just as much from being active, and since that'll put you with other active people, none of them will have the time to sit down and read a book to prove that the information you got was wrong." The Benefits of an Active Lifestyle by Hal Sirovitz, from his collection Father Said, published by Soft Skull Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.